This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So now we've got our next guest in the studio. So, John, who have we got?
Joining us now is Josephine Baines. You're the Firebird Trio and Friends. You're part of that group. And Equal Music is at the Hawthorne Arts Centre on Friday, the 26th of July. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Give us a little bit of a background of yourself and what you do and where you're from and how you got here today.
Okay. That's really hard to sum up. I tend to go on. I'm a professional musician. I'd call myself a freelance musician.
Yes.
I've been working professionally for about 20 years or more.
What instruments do you play?
My main instrument is the cello.
Okay.
And within that, there's a subset of two different types of cello. I play a modern cello, which is what you'd hear in a modern symphony orchestra, and a baroque cello, which is historical instruments using gut strings and things like that. Right. So, predominantly modern cello. And yeah, I heard someone call my type of career a portfolio career the other day.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that you do a bit of this and a bit of that.
What a great euphemism.
Yeah,
it's
an American way of saying I'm a freelance person who doesn't get holiday pay. And that's the way I look at it.
You're an arts worker.
I'm an arts worker, arts refugee. So I do a lot of teaching at Melbourne Uni and at the VCA Secondary School, which is a bit like FAME.
Yes.
Type of school in Melbourne.
And I like that reference.
Yeah, well, it's full of dancers. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
How did you fall in love with the cello or music?
I could tell you the year. It was 1980, and there used to be this event at the Abbotsford Convent called Music in the Round every year. And my parents took me along, and I heard the cello and went, I want to learn that. So I don't actually remember it myself, but
that's the story.
and the beautiful sort of circular ending to that is that the woman who was playing the cello, her name was Annette Martin. And years later, I became very good friends with her son, Ben, who's a wonderful, wonderful pianist. And he also plays in the Firebird Trio now. And the cello that she was playing on, he has actually lent to me since she died about 2 years ago. So I actually use her cello, which
was
the reason
for
me being a cellist.
Stop.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There's a movie just in that.
Following the cello around from hands to hands.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old English, dark, bassy cello.
So you've always been in love with the cello. This is your love story.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Tell us about this show that you're doing. You said it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
So
it's based on this novel by Vikram Seth, who people would have read his novels. A Suitable Boy is probably the most well-known one. And this book, An Equal Music, is basically about the lives of chamber musicians. There's a bit of sort of, what would you call it? Yeah, a really problematic relationship at the core of the book, which is between a pianist and a violinist who's in this string quartet.
Is this modern day? It's modern day, set
in London in the turn of the last century, so about
early
2000s. And it's really interesting because it's quite well representing how musicians actually talk to each other and how we work together and all the problems that pop up. So it's quite a meaty read. And the beautiful thing about the book is it just introduces readers to lots of different wonderful chamber music. And so this concert sort of gleans my favourite chamber music out of the book into one concert. So you don't have to have read the book to enjoy the concert. But we're actually in the very final processes of getting permission from Vikram Seth himself to project some of the words from the book during each movement of the Schubert and the Beethoven pieces that we're playing.
So is this like a bit like Mozart in the Jungle, the TV show, this book?
No, I haven't seen that. I really need to get Netflix.
Oh my goodness, it's on
Stan.
Yeah.
Stan,
it's
okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a peek into orchestra life.
Oh.
It
all happens in the orchestra.
The salacious life of orchestra members. I hope it's that dirty.
It is. Yeah. It is, absolutely.
But is this book more for the general public, or is it layered enough for musicians to be like, oh, that's so true?
Oh, no, it's really accessible. Okay. A lot of musicians say, oh, that's one of my favourite books, because it's not artificial. Like, it doesn't glamorise what we do. It's not particularly glamorous a lot of the time, what we do. You know, it's just hard work.
Mm.
But, it's just got a great balance of...
So if you've read the book, you can come and see the music come to life.
But
you don't necessarily have to have read the book to appreciate it as well.
I think when he was writing it, he used pieces that... Like, the one of them that we're playing is the Schubert Trout Quintet, which is... I mean, Schubert's one of those composers who regularly is number one or two on the top 100 classic of all time
quite well known. People
yeah, know. So, yeah, as soon as you say, oh, the Trout Quintet, it sparks off a whole lot of associations for listeners. And people, you know, you can put the Trout Quintet on every week and you'll get a crowd. It's just an event in itself, both to play and to listen to.
The pop song of the classics.
Yes, it is. And it's, you know why I like it? Because I'm a cellist.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest bass instrument, so there's a double bass in the Trout Quintet. And that's really rare to have a cello and a bass with these sort of small chamber groups. So, I just love it. I have so much fun with the bassist because you call it doubling. Like, you're playing one octave apart and you just got this extra layer of fat sound.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And what are the numbers that come to life in this concert? What are the pieces that you...
Oh, okay. So I guess the big one is the Trout Quintet. So that's for piano, violin, viola, cello, bass. And that's about 40 minutes. So it's a pretty monumental piece.
Show,
yeah, it's very meaty. And in the first half we're going to play an early, quite tragic but very stormy Beethoven piano trio. And then after that, our violinist, Kurt Thompson, will pair with Rodri Clark, who's our guest pianist, on Vaughan Williams' Lark Ascending, which is, people will know it from movies. It's just this glorious violin piece, it's just beautiful. So,
lovely.
Yeah.
And so this is on at the Hawthorne Arts Centre.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So how many people does that hold?
I think it's about 200.
Yep.
We're going to have it down on the... It's an old-style town hall, so it's quite huge, lots of chandeliers. There is a stage, but we'll be down sort of in this more intimate setting on the sort of ballroom part of the floor.
Nice.
It's beautifully suited for this program.
That's sort of a nice little romantic sort of spot to listen to the music and the chandeliers in Hawthorne.
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic. Right. It's just for the one performance.
We have one show only.
One show only.
Yeah, July 26th.
July 26th. And when you said it's been a long time coming, what do you mean by that? You've been trying to get it off the ground for years.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually have pitched it to some other presenters, like Melbourne Recital Centre was one, and a festival out of town, but they didn't warm to it. And as soon as I told the Hawthorne Arts Centre, they were like, oh, this is what we're putting on. Like, we gave them a whole lot of different programs that we could have done, and they picked that one. So,
oh, you must have been thrilled.
Yeah, no, I've always wanted to do it. And, we get a lot of interest because of both the music and the book. So,
Well, that's good. Hopefully a lot of fans of the book can come along and have it come to life in the music anyway, which would be amazing. And set in the beautiful location, which is the Hawthorne Arts Centre, which will be quite charming experience, I'm sure.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And how would our listeners find out more information or book tickets for this?
So I don't have the number in front of me, but if you look up the Hawthorne Arts Centre, which
on
is
website, they might have some
in the Boroondara... it's in Boroondara, so I think it'd come up very, very quickly on any
site. So just Google Hawthorne Arts Centre and we should be able to find the Firebird Trio and Friends.
Or on our website, it's right up there on the homepage. It's firebirdtrio.net.
I was going to ask you. So yeah. Firebird Trio has its own website. So is there any future works that you're planning or possibly you can look on there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What else do you have coming up after this?
Oh, so after this we've got a concert dedicated to tango music.
Ooh, nice.
With a free tango lesson beforehand.
Ooh, okay.
Actually, for beginners, you don't need to bring a partner. You just need some slippy shoes.
Be set up with someone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's sort of what happens, really. That's what Tango does. And that's at Montsalvat out in Eltham.
Yeah, beautiful location as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's at the in the main gallery on August the 18th.
August the 18th. So, yeah. And so what's that called?
That's called Inspiration Tango.
Inspiration Tango.
So that's with a piano trio. And, mm-hmm. It's all tango music from since, you know, the golden age of tango in the 1930s up till present day.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, amazing.
It's really fun. We actually did it a few months ago in Woodend at a festival there, and it was really, raucous. So we'll put it back on at Montsalvat.
Oh, great. And then so you keep busy teaching and and how often do you perform? Like how as often as you'd like? Or
yeah, well, look, I'm doing MSO this week. Tomorrow we're starting, we're doing Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, which is, you know, a monumental piece from the 20th century. Yep. And then I just finished a master's in historical music, so that was 2 weeks ago. I had a big recital. So, yeah, I mean, this is peak concert season at the moment.
Yes, you sound very busy.
Yeah, no, it's a bit full on, but people like to go to concerts in winter, the colder months. Yeah, so, you know, I don't do much work in summer.
Competing
with the beach.
That's nice.
The odd
hopefully.
Festival, but, yeah, I might be going to New Zealand maybe for a bit of a masterclass session, but yeah, it's up and down, the old portfolio.
I was going to say, portfolio living.
I love my portfolio life.
Well, thanks, Josephine, for coming in. And
pleasure.
You're part of the Firebird Trio, which are performing an equal music at Hawthorne Arts Centre on the 26th of July.
Yes,
thank
come
you.
Along.
Thanks very much, Josephine. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.